Yeah, okay, so we tried to just go over the email I sent you guys. Now you get a chance to look it over. It's trying to say like this, that according to the first answer, we're changing a little bit what we were saying before, right? That according to the first Tosfos, Tosfos seems to differ from the Rashba in his basic approach. Okay, in terms of the Zman of Kriyashma, that the Rashba was content to say that it goes by the with the activity of man. So as long as you can't, but the activity of man is itself has variations. So if one group is rising and one group is sleeping, so they're both present, right? They're both present. In other words, the point is that it's not a whole. It's not a whole that you have to reduce to one quality. You don't say you're looking for the presence of the expression itself. And as long as it's a legitimate group of the population, and they're not acting on mikra, they're acting they're in line with human behavior. So you can be, they can both be expressed simultaneously. That's the way the Mechaber passes, right? So take a look at the Mechaber passes that way. But like we said, the rush, you always like the Mechaber was like the rush. You shouldn't define yourself in opposite ways, in the same as mine. So if you get up early, if one day you had to be up very late, and you miss Kriyashma, and then you're also going on a trip, you can't say both in the same as mine. Mechaber says, you can't be Tofes day and night in the same as mine. But the Tosfa seems to hold that, Tosus holds that when the Gemara says you don't say Kriyashma past Alos, Kriyashma Shalaila, once before Alos and Shalyom after Alos, he doesn't want to learn that that it could also mean to say Kriyashma Shalaila after Alos. Right? He's learning that the Zman of one is not the Zman of the other. So that's what we're trying to say, that he's learning that the Zman of Kriyashma goes. He's trying to objectify it. That when within the Am, when this activity is, is taking the Am as a whole, as a group, and saying when the quality of Kima is expressed, that's the Zman of Kima. When the quality of Shechiva is expressed, in the nation as a whole, in the Am as a group, he's trying to objectify he's trying to objectify it into one entity. So then we said, since it's the quality of the entity of the Am itself and Shechiva, then you have to look at the quality of Shechiva and Kima. Really, Shechiva and Kima are two states. And he's taking the Am as an entire group. He's saying there's either the state of cessation, of stillness, or there's the state of activity. And once there's any amount of kima, then it breaks the silence, so to speak. Right? But he's looking at it, he doesn't hold from that idea of the Rashba, that you can just take groups of people. He seems to hold that because he wants to learn the Gemara is being literal. He wants to learn that Brisa is being literal. That if it says, when it says Kriyashma Shalaila before Alos, you can't say it after Alos. People are still sleeping. So that's what pushes him to that answer. That you're taking the, you're looking for it. You're looking for the qualities within the entire group of people. So, like I said, if a group to be silent, everyone has to be silent. For a group to be noisy, you only need the presence of some noise. So it's sort of like the Zman goes by the expression of the quality in the entire Am. So it's either going to be one or the other. It's either going to be one or the other. And the thing is that in that type of an analysis, the Kima is going to be the positive quality. So all you need is some Kima to remove the idea of Shechiva. Okay. Now in the second answer, in the second Tosos, where it says openly that you can do Kriya Shema Shel Laila after Alos HaShachar, right, when people are already getting up, you see that it's not learning the same concept that the Kima is going to dispel all Shriva, that the Kima is going to break the silence. So that's Satosis needs to have a different, there's a different theory over here. Okay, that's the machlokas. Tosis is learning. Tosis is different from the Rashba. I mean, this is another difference. The Tosis is learning that the two statements are arguing with each other. All right, Rashba is learning they're all the same thing. They agree with each other. That's why he gets it. And both of them, you could say either one in the Zman. Right, that's based on the Rif. That's the way the Rif learned. But Tosis is learning that they're arguing with each other. So what's the machlokas? So this in the second statement, Rabbi Yeshua, Rishim ben Yochai, Libud Rabbi Akiva, name Rabbi Akiva, he's learning that even though people are rising, it still is what? Zman Yishchiva. Okay. So how do you have Shchiva? How do you say the quality of Shechiva is present when the silence is broken? So that's what I'm trying to say now. He's saying in the second side that I'm not 100% sure about the right way to put it. Two possibilities here, but he seems like in the second side he's learning that the mitzvah goes by a certain Zman of the day. As in the first way of looking at it, it really went by the behavior of people. But the group was a unified entity. Okay, the group was a chefza. The only thing, when it's one entity though, you don't go by rov inequality. Such as you don't go by rove when you're dealing with qualities of positive and negation, right? All you need is to regress for a moment. Remember the first question we asked was why you go by rove, right? So for the Rashba we said you don't go by rove because he's breaking it up into groups, right? Each group is its own entity. And as long as the activity is being expressed in a legitimate vehicle, right, a true segment of the population, then one can't negate the other, because it's the same thing. It's just different expressions of the same thing. It's just the human condition. But according to Tosfos, he is making it into one chetza. He is turning the Am into one group, right? So then why doesn't it go by rov? So that's what we're saying. You don't go by rov when you're talking about a condition that's positive and negative. Talk about rov when it's two separate things, like chazer and nevela and shchuta. Right, those are two positive qualities. But when you have simply a condition that's either this, like a state of rest or a state of motion, right? Then any amount of there's no idea of rove there either. Once it's either any expression already puts you into the category of activity, right? You need the absolute removal to be in the state of rest, right? So you understand we're resolving the same problem. Tosis and the Rashba are resolving the same problem in two different ways. Okay, But according to the second side of Tosfos, the second teretz, the second statement in the Gemara, and the first answer in the second Tosfos, it seems like he's learning that it doesn't go by when the quality is expressed in the am. It goes by a certain part of the day. Okay? Now, in order for the day, it goes by the part of the day that becomes qualified through the kima. In other words, kima is a process that people engage in, right? Kima is a process of man. But what is kima? What is kima? It's seizing the day. Kima is taking hold of the day. So when the day is qualified by kima, that's the zman. The second Tosfos is really going more like a zman and the yom. But the zman and the yom, that's defined by how people relate to it. Like I was telling Jonah. Like you tell a guy tells you, meet me at business hours. You know, business hours. What time of the day? At the beginning of the business hour. But there are some businesses that open all night, and there are some businesses that start at really early. But in terms of defining a zman of the day by the niyog of people, saying that this time has a certain quality, this hour has a certain quality, then it has to be when the rove, or rove of the rove, I don't know exactly the point. I mean, that was BMAC was asking me exactly how many people are up at that point. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But it has to do, but now you can talk about needing more than just a small sampling. Because the first way was the people, was the am as like an organism, okay, and it exists in two states, active and restful. So any amount of activity is part of the active nature. But now it's going by the day. We're looking for a point of the day that we can say the day is affected in a certain way. You understand? That requires, in other words, the day is like a separate chefzah, and now what the people are doing is sort of a quality in the day. It's very different from the first description. The first description is like a state of existence. An entity can have natural states. It can have a state of rest, it can have a state of motion, for instance, right? So you could say, what state is it in? Okay. So then any amount of motion, you'll say it's in motion. And like the Rambam says, like the philosopher says, there's certain things, there's no in-between. There's no in-between, there's nothing in-between rest and motion. Right. So you can talk about it in that sense. That's why the kima is going to be definitive over there. But if you're talking about the yom is just a backdrop. It's just a backdrop of activity. It's just a place where we do things. Right? A time that we, it's a fourth dimension that we do things in. Right? Now you want to know what is the character of this particular dimension, then you have to look at the sum of what is occurring in that time. So then you can say, well, the fact that a couple of people are getting up doesn't make this the part of the day that is considered engaged. You wouldn't say the day is qualified as being busy. You might say the people as a whole are now in an active state. But you wouldn't say the day is like a chetza that. Only when a certain amount of people are toe-faced the day, then you can say the day is really an entity now of productivity. Right? The day is taken hold of. Okay? So that's why it's not a contradiction. It depends on where what your zman kriya shema is going by. Is it going by the people, right? Or is it going by the day? Now it could be, to answer BMAC's question, this is the part I'm not sure about. It could be that he holds it just goes by honates, because since he's looking for a time of the day, he's looking for a particular part of the day. Like a cutoff point, like a The Hanetz is when the day as a Heft is really Roy for the full Tvisa. Could be, I'm not sure. Not sure if it's a coincidence. This is the problem that underlies, this is an underlying problem. When you have these manim like Alos and Hanetz, is it just that it's really going by the people, but they coincide with these things, you know, because they have certain capabilities, or is it really falling back on the Hanetz as an objective element itself? I'm not sure, but the point still is that in terms of Yom, you're going to need a full expression in the way people are treating the day. The way people treat the day. Yes, and that's the difference. First way is looking at the people themselves. Second way is looking at the day, how it's treated. Uvkumecha goes by, because the appeal of the second way is that it's coming back to a Zman issue. And that was the original problem. What type of a mitzvah is it? The second way is learning it doesn't really go just purely by the activity of the Am. It really goes by a Zman of the Yom. But a Zman of the Yom that expresses a certain idea. That's only by the Zman of the Yom that the engagement is full. That's Hanetz. Now, but the point is like this. Once Tosfos already says, once the second statement of Rav Shmuel Yochai in Nimri Rikiva allows for the idea of Shachbucha past during the time of Kima, factually speaking, that even though people are still rising, people are waking up, it still is Zman Shchiva, right? On that side, Tosis is Mesupik already. Is it because, like we just said, that it's really very similar to the first way of learning, but instead of looking at the activity of the Am as a whole, it's looking at the Heftz of the Yom, right? Now, as you have to explain, the point is like this. Once we say that there's an idea of Kima and Shchiva, and Shchiva is the absence, and Kima is the positive, right? That means they can't coexist, right? Now, that's the first teretz, the first side of the first Rav Shmuel Yochai b'nafshe is clearly that way. That even though there's only a little bit of Kima, that precludes the idea of Shchiva. Okay, but the second memra of Rav Shmuel Yochai in the name of Rabbi Akiva already has, factually speaking, it has the expression of Shachbucha when in reality Kima is occurring. Okay, so that poses the problem. Right? That poses the problem. So now Tosfos is saying there are two ways to resolve that problem. Either, like we're saying now, it's not Shachbucha and Kumecha in terms of the Am, but it's in terms of the Yom. And that way you need a full quality of Kima in the day for the day to be qualified that way. Or that it's rejecting the entire theory. And it's saying that it goes, like the Rashba held, by the expression itself. Now, the point is to answer the question: why in the first teretz he only had, why in the first toast he only has one teretz, and the second one he has two? What I'm trying to say is, in the first one, there's nothing that indicates there's no problem with the idea of Shachbucha and Kumecha existing as different states, and in different states, the presence of Kumecha negates Shachbucha, and Shachbucha only exists in the complete absence of Kumecha. But once you get to the second teret, once you get to the second statement, you can't look at it that way anymore. That pure way of looking at it doesn't exist. Because we're not dealing with because now you can have Shachbucha even in this manner of Kima. So now Tosfos has two possibilities. Either it still is Shachbucha and Kumecha existing in a polar way, but not in terms of states of the Am, but in terms of the Yom, right? Or it's not Shach B'chol and Kumecha existing in polar states. It's just them as expressions of the activity of man, like the Rashba. But that's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to say that's why in the second side he had two answers, because it already there already is a fracture in the absoluteness of the idea of Shach B'chol and Kumecha being having that polar relationship.
You don't have that in the first one.
No. Because it's because once there's any kima, there's no more shechiva. Right? Once there's any kima, there's no shechiva. Problem in the second one is that there is kima, and yet shechiva is still existing. That's akasha. So now you have to have a new svara. In a sense, so either you can maintain the framework of the first teretz, that they're opposites. But instead of being opposite states, they're opposites in terms of the yom, right? And that would mean to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, you could not say Kriya Shema Shel yom earlier than Hanitz. That would cause a problem with the next Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva is now going to. It's going to be a machlokas from Rabbi Akiva, or you can abandon the whole framework of the first answer and say no, it's a bigger machlokas. It's a bigger machlokas. Shach B'cha and Kumecha don't relate to each other in the same way at all that the first Gemara had them relating to each other. You understand? First Teretz is keeping the basic framework, but changing the Cheftz. It's no longer the Am, now it's the Yom. Second one is abandoning the whole framework. See, the Maharshi has bothered with the question why you don't have two answers in the first doses. But he has a different answer. He wants to say, I believe this is what he says, that the second answer is really dachuk. The second answer is dachuk. To say that the only reason it doesn't have both in the same zman is to tell you the limit of one of them is a dachuk type of a teretz. And he doesn't want to use that teretz, except for the fact that to say there are two sheets of the coin of Rabbi Akiva is more dachuk. Now he's saying that the second statement is a problem the first one doesn't have, and he doesn't want to resort to that type of an answer unless he's really pushed into it. He feels that he's being pushed into it in the second one, but there's nothing pushing him into it in the first one.
Why is he pushing into the second one?
Because it's going to come out that you have to say it's two tanaim according to Rabbi Akiva. So for that, he'll try a second answer. Which is...